AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama is going to prison today on a visit, and the White House says it's taking unique steps to protect him. The president will visit a medium security prison near Oklahoma City. AP correspondent Mark Smith tells us why.
In a series of appearances this week, the president's arguing mass incarceration in America not only is wrong, but expensive and counterproductive. He wants to see shorter sentences for drug offenders, better options for nonviolent criminals, and better treatment for those who are locked up, many of whom he says aren't hard cases and could turn their lives around.
Former President George H.W. Bush has taken a fall at his summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine, and broken a bone in his neck. He's in the hospital, but he's fine, says a spokesman. Our Dino Hazel has more.
Bush has had some recent health troubles. He was hospitalized for shortness of breath in Houston in December, and he was treated at the hospital around Christmas of 2012 for a bronchitis-related cough and other issues. He's 91 years old, and he has a form of Parkinson's that has restricted his mobility.
Overseas now to Switzerland, where a world soccer official who was under arrest in Zurich has been turned over to a U.S. police escort, which will bring him to the United States, New York. The man's not being publicly identified, but he's one of seven FIFA officials arrested as part of a corruption investigation. The others are fighting extradition to the United States. Bankrupt Greece has approved a harsh package of reforms, triggering violent demonstrations in the streets of Athens. European stocks jumped on word of a deal. Caitlyn Jenner got an award for courage last night at ESPN's ESPY Awards show in Los Angeles. She got a standing ovation after calling for acceptance for transgender persons. This is AP Radio News. Well, we've gotten our first close-up view of Pluto. The NASA spacecraft that whizzed past snapping photos is sending them home now. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The image of about a 150-mile stretch of Pluto looks like the Rockies.
These mountains here that we're seeing were quite spectacular. These are up to 11,000 feet high.
Planetary scientist John Spencer says the mountains are formed from Pluto's icy bedrock. Project scientist Kathy Olkin says there's also images from Pluto's big moon.
It's a small world with deep canyons, troughs, cliffs, dark regions that are still slightly mysterious to us.
Principal scientist Alan Stern says he doesn't think any one of them could have imagined Pluto was this good of a toy store. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the Emmy nominations will be announced this morning in West Hollywood. Likely contenders include Empire and Blackish. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.